Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again for our show. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Today we are going to be sharing, praise God, on teaching today. We had planned on going just another way, but praise God, as pre-adventure, the Holy Spirit has me to just kind of want to stretch a little bit. I think you kind of want to just encourage somebody's heart today. We're going to talk a little bit about the psyche, of course, but but we're going to come back. We're going to just kind of expand out a little bit more on that later, another time. But I feel that he just kind of wanted us to kind of touch bases and kind of sort of combine this as to where we're talking about the mind, but also want to end emotions and all that, but kind of want to leave a word of encouragement, praise God, with someone today. So this is the direction that we are going to be going. So we just thank and praise God for that, and thank him for the operation of his spirit in our life. And, of course, as I always say, obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes we don't always understand the reasoning why God will lead us a certain way, but always know that it is beneficial, whether it's for you or for somebody else, that he has all of us, hallelujah, glory to God, in mind. And he knows what is needed at the appropriate and proper time. So, again, a hearty shout-out to each and every one of you that's joining me here today on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we are going to get started right away. We're going to get into some music. Praise God. We're going to come back. We're going to have prayer. And, then of course, I think we're going to have another song or so. And then we'll get into our teaching. It's not a real long teaching today, but just the same, we know that it will be a blessing to your heart. Listen and be blessed. Oh, before I give you that, just let me remind you that the call-in number for prayer and or counseling is 305-917-5223 or 786-991-4818. And you can reach us or contact us through our website. Also, our main ministry site website is www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org, or you may contact us at www.apostlecondesso.com. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the call is number four. The Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show here on now Blog Talk Radio is 1-646-478-4952. Listen and be blessed.
For you.
for the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. How we thank and praise him for who he is in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Come and join with us as we go before the throne of grace this evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forgive me. My throat seemed a little bit scratchy. We're going to be praying too for healing and deliverance. Praise God on that. We thank and praise God for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good. And we praise and thank him for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. Somebody come on and shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you bear witness what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. For we must praise him continually. Let our praise be, let the praise of God be in our, upon our lips and in our mouths. You know, as we praise him, there will be breakthroughs in our lives. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, because he, as the scripture tells us, inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So we thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, my Father. Even in the midst of everything that's going on, Father God, we thank you. We glorify you and we magnify your name. We extol your name to the highest of all. And we say thank you from whence we came for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in our lives for your honor, for your glory. Hallelujah, glory to God, and for our good. We can't do it on our own or in our own strength, but thank God we have a Savior. Hallelujah, glory to God, that loves us enough. Hallelujah, glory to God, that he can put forth. Hallelujah, glory to God, and for us, on behalf of us, hallelujah, glory to God, who he is, the essence of who the Father is. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Allow the Holy Spirit to deposit in our hearts and our minds, our souls and our spirit the essence, hallelujah, glory to God, of his love, his mercy, his grace, hallelujah, and his continual compassion, hallelujah, glory to God, upon those that he have created. We thank you, hallelujah, glory to God. We give you glory for it in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives, O God. And as we lay before you, O God, in requests and situations and circumstances, our problems that are besetting us, or going, we are going through and dealing with health issues or whomever, whatever, financial issues for some, my God, some relationship issues and marital issues and all these other issues, my Father, that we are dealing with, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God that's able, hallelujah, more than able to do abundantly all that we may ask and or think, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are bringing these situations to you, and as we deposit these situations before the throne, Lord, that we thank you in advance that you will take care of each situation, hallelujah, glory to God, individually and collectively and collaterally in the name of Jesus. You are good God and a tried and true God, and nothing is hidden from you. You're the all-seeing, all-knowing, everywhere God, and we thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, and we can call on your name any day, any time, any hour. And oh God, the word declares that your ear is attentive to our cry. So Lord, as we cry out today, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for these hearts' desires to be met, Father God, according to, Father God, your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, and also your desire, your plan, and your purpose for each and every life in the name of Jesus that is represented under the sound of my voice. It's not about flesh, but, Lord, about what you said, what you have purposed, what you have ordained. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for it being done. And, Father, that we will move accordingly. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, as you lay the plan before us, and help us, Lord God, to move forward on that plan in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that you will take authority over anything that will cause us to deviate from that plan, whatever it may be, whether we can see it, whether we can't see it, whether we know it or don't know it. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, for your divine wisdom to help us to discern it in the name of Jesus, know it for ourselves in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, receive the goodness, hallelujah, glory to God, of you, all that you have for us in the name of Jesus, that lose our way, Father God, or lose the blessings and miracles, the breakthrough, oh Father God, that you have already purposed and ordained for us. Help us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to see these things, know these things, and move on these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to the plan that is before us, that you have laid before us, and the plan that you are ever more effectuating in our lives, concerning our lives, and for our lives, to the glory and honor of your praise. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, for this. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord, I thank you for remembering the sick, the lame. Oh, God, those that are going around about. And, oh, God, yes, Lord, I hear the word even as I began to pray. The poor, those that are without. In the name of Jesus, Lord, reach out. Cause those that are in a place to be a blessing, God, to be a blessing. Let them give to those that don't have in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. To you be all the glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank the Lord. Glory to the Lamb of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, precious Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The S-O-U-L series continues. Emotions. The mind, the will, the emotions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And today we just kind of got to touch base on part 3C. Could just continue. And of course part 10, dealing with the emotions, the will, and of course our will, and of course the psyche and hope. We just want to kind of touch base on the combination, praise God, of what we are sharing today. Hallelujah, glory to God. As I said, we are going to come back and just have some more. I think that will be the last session that we, for the last part of what we'll be talking about, I think, praise God, when we come back about the comments or either statements or whatever we have to make about the psyche, however God wants to say, bring this in. And then, of course, we'll be moving on to another emotion, I believe, and, of course, I'll confirm that on our next show. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. But I'm still getting a check in my spirit. There's something he's not letting me go on yet. Oh, glory. Whatever you say, Father, whatever you want to do, glory to God. We thank you. We are going to do it. But today, again, as I said, we are talking a little bit about the psyche. We're talking about psyche, and we're talking a little bit about hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just to pick back up on this, you know, for instance, I'm talking about man and the mental representation of an attitude and a positively oriented towards the likelihood of something that is being true in effect, and that in the context of ancient Greek thought, two related concepts were identified with regard to the concept of belief, pistos, and of course doxa. Simplified, we may say that the pistos refers to trust, and of course another term of course is faith, and of course and confidence, while doxa refers to opinion and acceptance. The English word
orthodoxy, derived from doxa, Jonathan Leicester, I believe it is, or Leicester, I believe it's pronounced, suggests that belief has the purpose of guided action rather than indicating truth. And other people's will, or God's will, can be affected, of course, by our beliefs. And, of course, belief is the state of mind in which a person thinks something to be the case with or without there being empirical evidence to prove that something is the fact, is the case with factual certainty. And that, of course, with without this assumption. That means you're not assuming that something is, that you have the validity, you have the facts, you have the, you know that you have beyond any you have the facts, you know exactly what you're saying, and you can define it, you can back it up if need be with your information and or whatever you have, your proof that you have in with you. Another way of defining belief sees it as the term. And, of course, it's represented as epistemology, which is the philosophers used the term belief to refer to personal attitudes associated with true or false ideas and, of course, concepts, etc. Number two, attitudes, the manner of disposition or feeling, position, etc., with regard to a person or thing, the tendency or orientation, especially of the mind. And as we pick back up on the subject of the psyche, which is defined as, in psychology, the psyche is the totality of the human mind, conscious and unconscious. The basic meaning of the Greek word, the psyche, or psyche, P-S-U-K-H-E, was life in the sense of breath, formed from the verb, and of course, psukio, and to meaning to blow. Derived meaning includes spirit and soul, ghost, and of course, ultimate self, in a sense of conscious personality. Interestingly, associating spirit and breath is not unique to Greek or Western cultures. The spirit, i.e., the soul, etc. So let us remember, however, that our emotions and how they affect us regarding our hope and dreams and, you know, aspiration, and they affect us either positively or negatively, and that there is hope when, you know, whenever we are faced with less than favorable situation in life. That hope, according to Hebrew, I believe 6:18-20, says hope is an anchor of the soul because it affects our mind and emotions. Christ within me, the anointed one, breaks the yokes of life's pressures on me. By my job is to develop this inner image of Christ within me, that in him I am more than a conqueror, never under but always over circumstances, no matter what I face in life. To really believe this is the inner core of my being, that all God's promises are mine, depends on upon my living in and by the living word of God. John 16:33, James 1:2-4. Ezekiel 36:26-27, God gave me a heart of flesh. I put his spirit within me. He gives me power to carry out the commands. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13, being a child of God, I receive revelation knowledge by the word of God in and through my human spirit. Romans 8:28-29, blessed is no, because in some way or somehow God will cause it all to work for our good. Paraphrase. Amen. Hope is an optimistic attitude of the mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcome related to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. Often felt by humans as a verb, its definition includes expect with confidence and to cherish a desire with anticipation. Among its opposites are dejection, hopelessness, and despair. No matter what happens to me in life, it should be our faith and our confession that when I call upon God, he will intervene in my life. He will reach unto my experiences, redeem my past, and cause things to work out for my benefit according to, as I said, Romans 8:28. Of course, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, let us know that God is the one who is faithful. We may miss it sometimes. We may fall short as human beings, as human mankind. We can't do it in and of our own strength. But when we call on God, let us be reminded that God is the one who is faithful. He began this thing. And he's got the final say-so on it all. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. So I just wanted to leave that little thought with you today. Praise God. I hope that something that I have said, praise God, will touch you and register with you and perhaps build you up, praise God, where your faith may be a little torn down today. Let you know the hope thou in the Lord, because he is still working regardless of what's in your mind, regardless of what's in the parameter of your mind, regardless of what's going on with your soul and your spirit. Know that God is the one that's in control of all of them. He is the one, because he put it inside each and every one of us, so he controls every facet. In the name of Jesus, we may not always give him the credit that he deserves and the fact that he has, but he still has. Now, of course, yes, we know that sometimes we can be somewhat defiant, but even in our times and places when we are defiant, guess what? God can bring us to the end of ourselves, and we'll come and we'll understand, you know what? Hey, it's time to make a change. It's time to turn my heart around. It's time to turn my mind, my way around, turn my feet around, because God has got a different plan. So therefore, he will bring you to that place, and he will take you to where he needs you to go, and he will put with you whom he need to walk with you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Once you're willing to come in that place to line up, hallelujah, glory to God, if you be honest, hallelujah, that's the one and greatest thing of all. I can always say it's best, the best thing that you can do is to be honest before the Lord in everything. And as you do, as I said, he is faithful. God is faithful. And as he tells us and instructs us and leads us, be obedient to that leading. Be obedient to that instruction. Be obedient to that calling. Be obedient to that nudging. Whatever it may be obedient to it. Because therein lies your answer and or the solution or result that you are seeking him for. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, hallelujah. Like that old saying that said, you know, when the word, God brings the word, sometimes we push it aside because we don't like the packet that it's wrapped in. But let me tell you something, be open. Regardless of the packet that is wrapped in, God is the one that's behind it, and he's bringing it to pass in Jesus' name. If you don't know Jesus Christ, oh, glory to God, we pray that you will take a moment, take time to ask Jesus to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And as you do, he will. And repent of anything that you've done, that you know you're doing, that is not of his will, not the will of the Father, in the name of Jesus. And surrender to him, yield it to him, and receive his forgiveness for it. The blood washing, cleansing power over you, in the name of Jesus, that will redeem your soul. And in fact, redeem your life in the name of Jesus and cause you to rise up, not only with eternal life, hallelujah, glory to God, but a new ability to see God in a different light. In the name of Jesus, and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, praise God, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet with his precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much again for being with us here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. We're going to get ready to close on out with music. But to God be the glory, as always, as we say, and thank you, and come back and join with us again as we pick back up on our subject matter, and we know that you will be blessed in Jesus' name by the grace of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Bye now. Thank you.
Thank you.